It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is Yong Min Kim, Research Scientist for Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada at the Brandon Research and Development Center. Your research on aphanomyces, which is a destructive pea root disease, how prevalent is it in Manitoba's pea fields?
During the growing seasons, we surveyed field pea crops for root diseases in Manitoba, and aphanomyces root rot is present in a quite large number of fields, with a five-year average of over 80% of surveyed crops.
You've recently completed research to improve aphanomyces detection.
So we used a most advanced and highly sensitive molecular detection method called droplet digital polymerase chain reaction. It detects and quantifies target DNA or root rot pathogen with high accuracy and precision. We used it as a root rot risk assessment tool for soil and root samples.
What do farmers need to know about this disease in your research?
Aphanomyces can survive in soil for many years. Good sanitation practices prevent the spread of the disease, and potential management strategies are crop rotation and avoiding planting pea crops in heavily infested soils. The findings from our research make ddPCR a suitable alternative for measuring field samples and monitoring aphanomyces root rot pathogen, and it will be used to reduce yield losses by categorizing fields that are safe to plant peas. Disease surveillance activity is very important for knowing what's in your soil. That's the foundation for proper disease management. And I highly recommend producers' participation in our Manitoba annual field pea disease survey.
That was Yong Min Kim, research scientist from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada at the Brandon Research and Development Center, for today's Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. For more information on this topic or to hear this interview again, find it online at manitobapulse.ca.